Changes in vowel sounds. Number one, the ah sound sometimes becomes ah. This is one of those classic sounds for the standard British dialect, but it doesn't happen every single time you hit an ah. In order to know what words require this change and what words don't, you either can ask a native speaker or a coach, or in this case, consult with the list of words that we have included called the ask list of words. And that's a fairly complete list of words that does indeed involve this change. There will certainly be exceptions in both directions, but that's a very, very, very good foundation. So, repeat, please. Laugh. Bath, rather, last, example, command, chance, branch, can't.
And the practice sentence? Is there a chance? We can ask them to stay past 7. Is there a chance we can ask them to stay past 7?
Is there a chance we can ask them to stay past 7? Number 2. The aw sound becomes aw. So you're basically rounding and protruding your lips a little bit more, and most likely dropping the jaw a little bit more. Again, more is based on the general American dialect, neutral American dialect, as the baseline. So repeat, please. Saw. All. Awful. Fraud. Fallen. Laundry, small, cause, lawyer, auction.
And the practice sentence? I saw the most awful horse painting on his wall. I saw the most awful horse painting on his wall.
I saw the most awful horse painting on his wall. Number 3. The ah sound, as in the word honest, also becomes rounder with the lips and more distinct, and also brings the lips and cheek muscles a bit forward. So we have ah. Just say the sound by itself once. Ah. And again. Aw. Good. See if you can match that. And now the words. Honest. Dog. Shot. Long. Monster. Contest. Long. Often. Fond. Stop.
And the practice sentence? Honestly, I think fondly of you often. Notice it's not overly rounded. It's not honestly, I think fondly of you often. Instead, it's honestly, I think fondly of you often. And notice the T is missing rather than often. Make it often. Honestly, I think fondly of you often.
Honestly, I think fondly of you often. Number 4. The oo and uh sounds are both more rounded. They both use a little bit more lip rounding than we tend to do in a general American dialect. Repeat. Look. Put. Should. Book. Took. Cook. Hook, wall, good, helpful, and the oo, who, true, you, ruin, blue. Balloon. Moon. Hoot. Foolish. Also, there's a sound known as a liquid U, which is adding a little bit of a Y sound before the oo that happens in words like duke instead of duke. So that liquid U is present for words with particular spellings. Then those are spelled out for you on your handout. Again, there are always exceptions. There are some very common ones, however. Repeat after me. Duke. News. Duel. Suet. Tune. Attitude. Avenue. Student. Stupid.
And the practice sentences? I can't put a good book down. I can't put a good book down.
I can't put a good book down.
It may prove true and leave you feeling rather blue. It may prove true and leave you feeling rather blue.
It may prove true and leave you feeling rather blue.
I assume you'll pursue a new attitude soon. So notice, when you do that, you have to think of that extra you. I assume you'll pursue a new attitude soon. I assume you'll pursue a new attitude soon.
I assume you'll pursue a new attitude soon.